Good afternoon, you're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM with your host Sujit Agarwal, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a great episode for you, an interview with Ron Dart, political science professor at the University of the Fraser Valley. We will be discussing the Palestinian and Israeli conflict and what the University of the Fraser Valley has done to educate students about that conflict. Thank you for joining us. I have the great privilege and pleasure to introduce Ron Dart, political science professor at the University of the Fraser Valley. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Oh, good to be with you, Sujit.
I wanted to start off, we had a major event at UFE this week, talking about the Palestinian and Israeli conflict. Could you give a bit of an update to our listeners about that?
Yeah, so it was one of the first events we've had post-COVID. And the issue that was raised, there were two aspects to it. One was obviously looking at the situation of the founding of the State of Israel in 1948 and the tragic treatment of the Palestinians in Gaza, West Bank, East Jerusalem, refugee camps, the Palestinian diaspora. And the interesting thing that we dealt with, which is quite significant for the Russian-Ukrainian situation, is why has the West become so animated with what Russia is doing in Ukraine in terms of the assault, the invasion, and yet it has been virtually silent on what Israel has done to the Palestinians pre-1948 and certainly post-1948. If we are certainly concerned with protecting the sovereignty of peoples, why the focus on seeing Russia as the evil, Ukrainians as the victims, but with the situation of Israel, which this very thing has been going on now for decades, of a people being oppressed, the first world funding Israel, but virtually no voice is held in a significant way in supporting the Palestinians. We certainly have a decided double standard at work here, and this should raise the minimal conscience for thoughtful people.
And I wanted to talk about that, if I can. I wanted to address another topic about that. As you know, we see a very massive refugee crisis taking place right now. And, the Ukrainian people are being displaced because of this war. And they're leaving their countries in the millions and going abroad and into Poland and other places. And we've I had a similar thing happen a few years back when Syrian refugees came from around the world, and some of them landed here in the Fraser Valley, and about 40,000 landed in the rest of Canada. And you see a difference about how the world treating this refugee crisis compared to that one.
Well, yes, there is a tendency because Russia, Ukraine, Eastern Europe, they're a part of that broader First World Consortium. Obviously, there are substantive differences within Western, Eastern Europe, but they share generally a certain, broadly speaking, cultural background, which the Middle East doesn't share in quite the same way. The response, the overwhelming response to accepting the Ukrainians, and of course we have a much larger Ukrainian population in Canada also, but the overwhelming response to, first of all, oppose Putin and side with the Ukrainians, generous openness to the Ukrainians is not quite at the same level as there was to the Syrians, who come from a very different cultural, historic, religious background. Now, Canada tried to be open, to be fair, but it's not in quite the same overwhelming capacity. But Russia was once again very involved, as I think most people are acutely aware, in terrible bombings of Syria as well. Canada and First World really was relatively mute in comparison to its response to the Russian-Ukrainian situation. And so here are three incidences, I think, as you rightly note, the Russian-Ukraine, in which significant members of NATO, EU, have become very exercised and animated. There was obviously moral grandstanding with Russia, Syria, but virtually a muted response to the point almost of silencing conscience on the Israel-Palestinian issue. We don't hear a lot about Canada being and the First World in terms of their sort of commitment to be concerned with the Palestinians in quite the same way they have been with the Ukrainians.
And why do you think that is? Because for about three, four decades, Canada was known as playing a neutral role. Why the shift all of a sudden, you think?
Well, I think the image of Canada as a neutral country or a peacemaker, I think to some degree, there's not a lot of historic truth to that. I mean, this is the rhetoric, this is the image, this is the notion, the moderate people. Canada has a history of often siding with the powerful in certain situations. And I have mentioned, obviously, Israel-Palestinian issue. And so this is a classic case in which our former Prime Minister Lester Pearson was front and center in creating, he was involved with the UN Special Commission on Palestine. There's Pearson Park in Israel. Our own prime minister, previous prime ministers, are very supportive of Israel, silence generally on the Palestinians. And so we have to be careful between uncritically buying into a certain image of what Canada flaunts itself as, and then often elements of the hard reality of Canada, as we've talked about in previous conversations. You know, it really does not act substantively on China, what's going on in China. It's silent generally on Saudi Arabia, how it's treated those in Yemen, because we have significant trade relationships. The same with Israel. Historically, we have not been particularly engaged with Russia because of certain relationships there. And so we could go to different parts of the world of powerful countries that Canada really has muted its conscience for the purpose of trade or wealth or oil or a variety of things like this.
And I wanted to go back to UFE. We've talked about the activism that UFE plays in holding events like this. Can you explain how many events of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict or what type of events UFE has held in the past?
Oh, I think over the last probably 10 years, UFE has probably more than most places put on a series of public events on the Israel-Palestinian issue. We have a number of Palestinian families in Abbotsford and the Fraser Valley. We've held week-long conferences at UFE on Israel and the Palestinians. One of our best students is just now finishing his PhD in Exeter. He did his BA at UFE, did an MA and finishing his PhD at Exeter with one of the leading Jewish revisionist historians in the world, Ilya Papa. He will be back in the Fraser Valley in the next few months. Coulter Louverse grew up in Chilliwack. He was very involved with helping start the Palestinian group at UFE. So we've put on a variety of significant events, and people like Stephen Schroeder, who's the chair of the peace and conflict study at UFV. This has been a focus of his. Phil Sherwood has been front and center. He spent a variety of time in Palestine. I've been quite involved with this issue. In fact, I did a book on Canada and Christian Zionism that people use often. I've been very involved with Canadian Friends of Sabeel, which put on two large conferences at UFE a few years ago. And so UFE has played a very significant role in the Fraser Valley in hosting these events. We've done events at City Hall, in which we've had the Zionists come out, and anytime we've had someone trying to speak, they'll bring the big shofar, the horn, and blow it very, very strong so you can't hear people speaking. And so UFV has played, much to the annoyance of many Christian Zionists in the Fraser Valley, of which there are many, I would say almost a prophetic conscience-leading role in terms of heeding and hearing the Palestinian situation.
Why do you think that, like, the Palestinian and Israeli conflict has been going on for decades, and countries have shifted their positions on that? Why do you think that conflict is frozen in time, basically?
Well, I think there's a whole history of the Jewish people that is very connected to the Christian tradition and the relationship of the Jews being a chosen people, the land is a part of the chosenness. So, I mean, we've talked about it. We have significant elements of Mennonites in the Fraser Valley, and particularly the Mennonite Brethren. Many of them have strong attachments to the notion of the Jewish people, the return to the homeland, supporting the state of Israel as a part of fulfilling prophecy. I don't think you would get, in terms of, say, the Mennonites, who are very much front and center, Ukrainian and Russian in the Fraser Valley, and the position they have strongly taken in terms of what Russia is doing in the Ukraine, you will not have that consistent stance of the Mennonites in terms of Israel.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley, right here on CIVL 101.7 FM. Join me again next week as I have another great guest for you.